Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, UB Miami tonight. Let's go. I slipped in yesterday that Sam Panayotovich had Michigan State in basketball over Kansas. No, over Kentucky.
Right.
Duke played Kansas.
Yeah.
Did you have it? Because Michigan State won by 17 as an underdog.
I did not.
Good for Sam.
I never take Sam's advice. I shouldn't say that. I'm just being cute.
I talked to him today to suggest that we move him on Friday because the Bills play tomorrow night, and then, I don't know, on 3:30, as great as a guest as he is, do we want to have Bet Sweats talk 3:30 on Friday after a Thursday night game? I think maybe not. You and I discussed it. And his response to me to this idea was, if you cancel me Friday, we are fighting.
All right. Well, I don't want you to be fighting, and I don't want to be drawn into the fight. Although I did concur with your assessment, and also you told me, like, we had this whole conversation about him and the Leaves, like Sam versus the Leaves, and it seemed like he had a lot on his plate with the holiday coming up and travel, and so, like, give him a break. But he wants to do it. Let's get him on later.
He also spends his whole Thursdays in New York working there, and then goes back home to Boston. So we'll make a plan. With us now on the Wester Hotline is Sam Warren. You know, I mentioned the UB game. Sam and I, we don't know each other, but I'm looking at his Twitter bio, and he and I have barely something in common. Sam, apparently you played college football for Syracuse, and I was once on the broadcast team. So that I'm stretching, but we both have, you know, yours is more serious ties to Syracuse football.
Play is probably a little bit of an overstatement. I was riding the bike for my 4 years, mostly there.
But, I mean, still, it counts.
Whatever, you got a uniform, brother.
count it. All right, Sam. Well, now Sam is covering the Texans for the Houston Chronicle. We appreciate your being on with us today. Last year, these teams met in week 5, maybe it was, and the Bills really struggled on offense. Houston gets the win at home. How are the Texans different this year than last?
I mean, it's kind of the same formula that they're going off. Obviously, they don't have C.J. Stroud for this game, so that's going to be one factor. But this team has been winning games based off their defense. They're playing at a Super Bowl caliber level, kind of at all three phases of the or all three levels of the ball, with Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter getting pressure, getting sacks. Linebacking corps playing well, and then the secondary is taking it to a next level. So they're really doing well on defense and winning games there. The offense has struggled at points. The previous 2 weeks, they've only really come alive in the late stages to pull out wins. But I mean, they're kind of the similar team where kind of trudging along a little bit on offense. I know in that game last year, Nico Collins played really well before he got injured. C.J. Stroud was playing well. But that's just kind of the way that they've been functioning and being able to win games so far this year.
How opponent-proof is that defense, in your opinion, Sam? Like, in other words, I guess I'm asking, is there an opinion there that they get fat on weaker opponents and better teams can exploit them, or are they just excellent mostly regardless of who they're playing?
I mean, I would say that they've been pretty excellent regardless of who they've been playing. I mean, they played well against the Rams. They lost late early. They played pretty well against the Buccaneers, lost late early. They've been really kind of dominant against everybody that they've played against, and I think that tells you with them being number one in scoring defense. So
right.
They've really been able to get after whoever they've been playing against. And there's some things that the Bills do that could expose – I wouldn't say expose weaknesses, but could affect this defense more than others. But, they've really been getting after everyone they've gone against.
You mentioned Collins last year in that game. He had a big touchdown and then left, and he was gone five games. After that, it was a little bit mysterious from out here. It's like, oh, what happened? But he was out for weeks after that play, if not at least that game. Stephon Diggs, Bulldog, ends up leading the Texans in receptions and yards in that game at 6-82. Keon Coleman, 1-49 and a touchdown for the Bills to lead the way that day. Sam, so where is Collins at? Like, he has seemed to be unlocked a little bit lately. Is that to Mills' credit? Is that more of a game plan thing? Because I think he announced himself a couple of years ago as somebody that can really dominate.
Yeah, I wrote a little bit about this yesterday, and it's kind of a combination of the two. They've really been focusing on getting him the ball kind of over since this bye week. He got concussed, I think, a week or two after they had their bye week. But the last four games, he's either leading the way or he's top three in targets in the league over that stretch. It's the most he's had in a four-game stretch in his career. And they've really been dominant. I mean, he's really been dominant in the chances that he's got. But they've also done a little bit to scheme him open a little bit more. He's one of the better outside threats in the league, with him being 6'4", big guy, able to win with speed, but also able to get over guys and has that strength to play through guys too. But they've been moving him around a little bit more. He's gotten a few more targets out of the slot, been able to get him on some nickel defenders where he's going to win those matchups pretty much every single time. So they've been doing a better job of getting him open, scheming him open. He had a touchdown from the slot last week. So it's kind of a combination of the offense realizing, like, we need to get our best playmaker the ball, but also figuring out creative ways to do that.
You know, Sam, it strikes me, Mike mentions Diggs and his performance in this meeting early last season, and Collins had the big play, and of course Tank Dell was active then too, and it really is remarkable in this league. I mean, newsflash, how quickly things can change. Like, a year ago, I would have felt like, I think it wasn't nuts to say Houston might have the best receiving core in the AFC with those top three guys, and now only one of them is still active. I know Dell is still around, but he's recovering from tough injuries, and I know I did see footage of him at practice this week, but I still assume he's a long way from playing. It really is something how quickly something like that can turn.
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys are all kind of out of this offense now. It's been a lot of relying on some veteran options. They brought in Christian Kirk. That hasn't been the most fruitful addition for them. And then they drafted two rookies at receiver within the first two rounds. That it's taking quite a bit for them to get along in this offense. They've kind of unlocked Jaden Higgins a little bit. He's a big target opposite Nico Collins, can play downfield, can win in some go-ball situations. He's played better kind of over the past couple of weeks and had some big plays. They've also had some success from Jalen Knoll, their third-round pick, out of the slot. He's probably their most explosive receiver downfield outside of Collins. But they've struggled to find ways to get him on the field. He's gotten some chances where he's led the team in receiving yards, and then there's weeks where he's getting like one, two targets a game. So It's a lot of game planning issues with them to get him on the field, and they have some opportunities, but there's still some struggles on figuring out the best ways to configure this offense.
Does the instability you just described at receiver explain a lot of what was going wrong for C.J. Stroud before he left the lineup with a concussion?
Yeah, so I think C.J. was playing. He was finding his groove kind of right before he had the concussion. He played really well, probably his best game he's had in a while against the 49ers the week before he got concussed against the Broncos, and he played really well in the first quarter of that game. But it is a new offense. It was the first time C.J. had gone through a new offense coordinator change in his NFL career. It's only 3 years, but the first time. So I think there was some adjusting to happen. This offense is a lot more kind of quick throws, getting the ball out of your hands, just kind of not hitting just the first read, but ensuring that the ball is going to get out. You're not going for those deep shots all the time. That was kind of what he thrived on in his first year and a half or so in the NFL. So there was a bit of an adjustment period. I think he figured out kind of going into that Broncos game, and he looked like he was about to kind of explode and take off with this offense, but just kind of unfortunate timing with his concussion and him being out here.
With Sam Warren of the Houston Chronicle, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here on WGR. Sam joining us on the West Her Hotline. I'm curious for your take on Woody Marks. Sam, it looks like in last week's win, I guess Sunday's win, it's not that long ago, against Tennessee, Marks kind of took over the backfield, maybe 18 carries in their win over the Titans. Very little work for Nick Chubb. Is that something that you think is probably permanent?
Yeah, I mean, I think over the past 2 weeks, he's kind of led that backfield, both in snaps and in carries. He's definitely the preferred option that they want to get touches. It's taken a little bit for him to get on in terms of being kind of an every down back. And he kind of started the year as a pass catching back, a guy that they wanted to get in on third down. But they still do use Chubb quite a bit in some like gap scheme situations, trying to get him running downhill. Whenever they feel like they're not really getting that much push offensively, he's kind of that more downhill runner, one cut guy that's going to, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, so to speak. But I definitely think that it's Woody's backfield. But this Texans team has been very inconsistent in running the ball. Nick Haley said that that's the identity that they want to be able to be physical up front and run the ball and be a running team. But they just haven't shown kind of week to week that they can do that. So obviously the Bills have had some struggles with running the ball this year. But I'm not totally sure that the Texans have the ability to kind of take advantage of that.
Yeah. Chubb, 3 carries against the Titans. So a little bit more work than I had thought. 26% snaps. So here's Houston. I don't have to tell you any of this, Sam, but back-to-back AFC South winners, and they sit 3 games behind the Colts. Still time, and one, if not 2 games left with Indianapolis. It's at least one, right? Is it maybe 2? It's 2.
It's 2. It's
so,
2. They've got one coming up here in a couple weeks, and then they end the season with them.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be time for Houston to bail on the season or even the division race. What do you think? You've got Jacksonville in there, too. They're sort of hanging around. It's a great win for them last week, blowing out the Chargers. Is this a Texans team that could get there in your mind, even to the top of the division? And I guess if it is, then tomorrow's game is huge.
Yeah, I think it's a huge game either way, whether they're aiming for a third straight AFC championship or just trying to get to the playoffs. I think that Colts team is going to be hard to catch up to. Obviously, they have some games ahead of them that they can make up ground, but I think this stretch that the Texans are going under with this Thursday night game against the Bills, then they play the Colts the week after. They play the Chiefs, who they're kind of neck and neck with for that final playoff spot right now. It's going to be really crucial for this team. So they're definitely feeling like this is a big game to kick off a big stretch for the Texans.
How much does the offense change with Mills in for Stroud? Not that Mills is a mystery. He's played plenty of games in the league and even has started games, I think, against the Bills, or at least a game against the Bills in his past. But what are the differences offensively with him instead of Stroud?
Yeah, I think it's a lot more kind of just getting the ball out quick. He's thrown the ball quite a bit downfield, and a part of that has been kind of that emphasis in getting the ball to Collins. But I think it's kind of just more operational, not really looking for that big play all the time that C.J. Stroud kind of has the ability to make. So it's a lot more kind of getting the ball out of his hands, ensuring that the ball is going to be in the playmaker's hands. Those typical kind of things that you see with a backup quarterback coming.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
How do you feel about Stroud going forward, Sam? Just a great rookie season, and then last year it sounded like the narrative was they couldn't protect him, didn't go great, even though they did finish first. A lot of teams in the league right now are, I don't know if this is the right way to put it, but somewhat maybe in between at quarterback. They've liked some of what they have. The guy's young. This is, you know, Atlanta, Minnesota, Carolina. There's a number of teams like this, but they definitely, you know, I don't work for the Bills, but like they're not on the Bills level when it comes to that position and how promising it is. So do you feel like Houston is likelier a team with Stroud that's going to be, he's going to be there a long time and there's nothing really to discuss, or maybe not?
I mean, I think they definitely like him. I mean, the rookie season that he put together was something that was sensational for them. Not in just, you know, having a franchise quarterback, but kind of turning around that franchise for a bit. So I think they definitely, you know, last year, as you said, it was a lot more not being able to protect him. And kind of at the end of the year, you could see his confidence kind of take a hit with getting some happy feet, not really delivering the throws that we've seen him being capable of making. The offensive line has gotten a bit better this year, and we've seen CJ at times kind of get back to that level. But I think, you know, he's in his third year. They're expecting him to cut back for the Colts game and next week and, you know, finish out this season. But I think they're definitely thinking that he's the quarterback of the future, and he's got confidence. So the franchise has confidence in him being a cornerstone for going forward.
Okay.
Sam, at the outset of our conversation, when I asked you about the defense being opponent proof, you said that there might be something or some things that the Bills do well that could be challenging for the defense. I'm sure some people in our audience would like to hear you elaborate on that.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously the threat of Josh Allen's legs is kind of the biggest thing for me with this Texans defense. We've seen at times this year the Texans not be able to take care of some quarterback scrambles, and it's really hurt them. It's really been a detriment. I think in their second game of the season, they gave up a scramble to Baker Mayfield that put them in a position to score a game-winning touchdown. They gave up a big scramble to Bo Nix that set up a game-winning field goal. They gave up a couple scrambles to Cam Ward on the Titans' game-time drive last week. They gave up a couple to Trevor Lawrence. So There is some opportunity for this, you know, with the way that this Texans defense can rush. Maybe it's overcommitting. Maybe it's a little bit of leaky stuff in the second level. But when you have a playmaking quarterback back there, they can have room to run the ball against this defense sometimes. And that's where kind of some of the biggest plays against this defense has come. So obviously Josh has some of the best ability in the NFL to make those types of plays, make things out of nothing. So if Josh can, you know, make a couple of those plays, that's definitely going to be a detriment to this defense.
Sam, before you go, so the Texans at FanDuel are plus 310 to make the playoffs. For where they're positioned, that might seem a little, you know, pretty good price, because they're not far back, but it's the presence of the Chiefs and their history, what Jacksonville is. But we talked about the schedule. Like, the Texans are going to have an opportunity, at least by who they play, to get there. Would you predict this team makes it in the end or no?
Yeah, I mean, I think they will, as long as CJ comes back healthy and he kind of finds that groove that he was finding for before the concussion. They've got pretty much everything that they need ahead of them. With two games against the Colts, they've got a game against the Chiefs, they've got a game against the Chargers, and then some weaker opponents like the Cardinals and the Raiders in there. So I think they pretty much have, you know, I wouldn't say they control their own destiny at 5-5, but they definitely have a lot of avenues to get into the playoffs, where they're kind of on the outside looking in right now.
Right. They play the right teams to give themselves a chance right to make it.
Hey, Sam, before you go, what if you don't mind sharing with us, what position did you not play while you were dressing for Syracuse football games?
Come on.
Yeah, no, I was a receiver for Syracuse with Dino Babers from 2019 to 2023.
Awesome.
Our guy, Sal Capaccio, yeah, if you don't know him, he's on his way down there. Yeah. He's a Syracuse alum as well, so you do know.
Absolutely.
Sal. All right. Yeah. Thanks for your time, Sam. We enjoyed it.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
You're welcome. Sam Warren, Houston Chronicle. Find him on, I call it Twitter, because I'm, you know, very stubborn. I'm a stubborn Scorpio. I will not budge. At @SamWarren_3. Yeah, he's like 2 years ago he played. 2 or 3 years ago he played at Syracuse.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. When I just started to learn about him.
The youngest football guest we've ever had on the show.
Yeah, probably. When I was learning about him, I'm like, oh, I wonder if we crossed paths. I was there in 2000, though, and he was probably not born.
Right. So no, then.
So I don't think he played for Pasqualoni.
Probably.
I played for Pasqualoni. By played for, I mean I'd have to interview him at the end of the first half every week.
Right.
That was always a pleasure. He wasn't bad. He just didn't really give you anything. the way that came out reminded me of Sabrina Carpenter and when she was with Paul Simon on SNL, the 50th year anniversary show at SNL, they opened it, I think, with a song to get Homeward Bound.
I think that sounds right. Yeah.
She sang with Paul Simon, and Paul Simon introduced, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sabrina Carpenter, and she said, the one and only Paul Simon. I've watched this several times. It's just really, really beautiful. And he said, I performed this song with George Harrison on this stage 48 years ago, or something like that. And she said, I wasn't born yet. And the crowd like chuckles, because of course she wasn't. And then she says, and neither were my parents.
That's good. That is good.
That line killed.
Yeah.
All right, time for the update, 803-0550. We started by talking about how a week ago we were kind of in the red on what the Bills weren't at receiver. Then they go and light up Tampa Bay. Are we good? Your calls are welcome. We'll look for them after sports. Sal will join us at 5 from Houston. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.